Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. I'm so excited to be back. I took a break last week just because I record usually on a Thursday and I post a podcast on a Friday, and Thursday was my birthday. And I had a crazy week after that. My three of my siblings, two graduated from high school and then one graduated from middle school. So all of that happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then, so I've just had a crazy week. And I'm finally at the point now where today, my big theme of the day is rejuvenation and replenishment and just really reconnecting back with my soul. And kind of just to start out this episode, I wanted to really talk about how we set directions in our life and we set desired goals and how we want to live our life and what we want to manifest. We have to take action towards that, and there has to be a sense of drivenness and a sense of really like moving forward in a certain direction. And with that, we usually kind of put a judgment, and and maybe not even a judgment, which it is technically a judgment, but there's a better word for it. We put expectations on how each day should go, and if we want to keep up with that desired direction, then there is a certain way, there's certain things you should do throughout your day to find that day successful in that certain direction. And while there is some truth in that, there's also the paradox of it, which you'll come to find out in your journey that literally everything has a paradox. Like, life is a paradox in itself. But I digress. Sometimes, the best thing you can do to get to that desired reality is to do nothing. And sometimes it's to do a bunch. And sometimes it's to change the way you do things. And sometimes it's to cry out things. And there is no set, step-by-step way in which you should live your life. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. So if you have the intention of, I'm doing this to bring in my desired reality, I'm doing this to point myself in the direction of where I want to take my life, that is truly what matters. Like, just to give you an example, the past couple days, I've been pretty, like, high energy and kind of. But my expectations for my day has been very much like, I'm going to do a lot. I'm going to have my daily practice. I'm going to create. I'm going to post. I'm going to express myself. I'm going to follow my intuition, blah, blah, blah. And have like kind of this to-do list throughout my day of, this is what my day would look like if it's successful. And it's kind of a guide that I followed of like, what do I do next in my day? And I realized sometimes that those expectations and that idea of what a successful day in the direction you want to go in is not always going to look the same. Like, sometimes, yes, absolutely. And it's good to kind of have that structure. But sometimes, like today, it's me resting and rejuvenating and not doing anything that I usually do, except for my devotional practice. And I just started, I'm doing a 40-day challenge where every single morning I do my devotional practice. And today's day 3. And it's been good and challenging at the same time. Challenging in the sense of, I'm not a morning person, and so in the morning it's hard for me to really wake up and feel like motivated to do things. And so that's been my like one challenge with it. But anyways, so just be more open-minded with how you live your life, and even if something may not seem like it's in the direction of your desires, like, say, me with, like, my bus and everything, the direction you would think in a logical sense would be to work on my bus every day, to do stuff on my bus every single day. And sometimes that's just not the case. Sometimes the best thing for me is to not do something on my bus, and that's going to get me to my desired reality faster than doing it every single day. And so we create this idea with our logical mind of what it's supposed to look like, when in fact it's going to look completely different. To be honest with you guys, I had a theme for today's episode that I was going to talk about after that little beginning section, and I like completely forgot what I was going to talk about. So maybe it'll come back to me, maybe not. I'm just going to keep talking and going with the flow of it though. And so something that I was reminded of that I posted this morning on my TikTok was, it was just a short little like 15 second of me saying like, sometimes the best you can do in one day is going to be the worst you can do in another. And I hope that kind of makes sense to you of like, some days, and it's just what I was talking about pretty much, some days the best you can do is going to be like the lowest thing you can do in other days. Sometimes the best you can do is just get out of bed and go take a shower and hang out and just lay around all day. Sometimes that's the best you can do. And other days, the best you can do is go out and do a bunch of stuff. And it's about realizing that both of them are equal. The better day isn't actually better, and the worst day isn't actually worse. It just is what it is in the moment. And can you accept that for what that is? Can you accept that the day that is your quote-unquote worst day, can you accept that fully for what it is and be happy with it and content with where you are? Just as much as happy if you have an amazing day where you do a bunch of stuff. Can you let go of the judgment and the comparison and just allow the day to be whatever it is? Oh, it's coming back to me now. Ah, yes. That's incredible. So, for today's episode, I really wanted to talk about one of my gene keys actually is a part of this. So I think it's my gene key for, I think, my work. And so my work gene key is all about, well, the work gene key in general is about what do you do to like help people. It's the passion, it's the how do you, what feeling and how do you awaken others in a sense? Like, what do I do that, like, awakens something in somebody else? And my gene key for it is passion, or not passion, it's hunger, adventure, boundlessness. So the hunger is the shadow. And so the shadows are very much, it's the subconsciousness aspect of it. The gift being adventure, of like the gift that you have within the gene key. And then boundlessness is the city, which is your true essence. And so when it comes to the 35th gene key and how I see it like coming through in my life, is this sense of boredom at its lowest, which when I am bored, I end up becoming hungry, which I'm not really hungry, it's just something to satisfy the moment and to get some sort of gratification, like simple, fast, quick gratification. And when it comes to boundlessness and adventure, it's about realizing that every single moment is purely new. And I've talked about this before, but and there might be new people that haven't heard it. Like, we are literally spinning and, like, hurling through space. And so, if you think about it, we're literally never in the same exact moment, ever. Ever, ever, ever. And when it comes to our daily lives, we can get stuck in routines that make us kind of numb to the experience of life. and make us numb to, like, this is what I do. I go to work. I did this. And then there's this. And then there's this. And then I go to bed. And then I repeat. Like, same thing over and over again. And when we get into those patterns, we numb ourselves to the beauty of the experience around us in each moment. And even if that pattern, even if that, like, your routine is of quote-unquote presence and spiritual essence to it, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's bound to become a routine. It's bound to become not as full of essence. And it's not because the actual thing is not full of essence. It's because our mind likes to play that trick on us of thinking it knows everything. And so we go through our lives like, oh yeah, I know what happens next. I know what's next. And so it's not a conscious thing. It's not like you're sitting there saying, I know, which sometimes it is. But it's a very unconscious thing of when we get into those patterns, when we get into that repetition, our mind isn't as open and aware as it is when you do something new, because you've done it before. And if you've done it so many times, then you just, it shrinkens your awareness each and every time. And so the boundlessness and the adventure is realizing that in each and every moment, there is a pure essence of beauty and of boundlessness. And in the Gene Key of Boundlessness, it talks about how it's a bridge, a realm bridger, of really breaking through boundaries. Of, like, so when I was talking about how we kind of, like, lose our awareness of the daily things in our routines, the boundlessness is the breaking of those boundaries of our awareness. So when we get in those routines, we create boundaries of what we perceive in our daily life because of just the repetition and the repetitive nature of our being. And that's what our mind wants to do. Our mind, our mind's biggest role in our life is to figure out how we can consume less energy. And so if you can find a routine, or if the mind can find repetition in a routine, it's going to, like, strengthen those neurons in the brain so that it doesn't take as much energy to do something, or and as much thought and as much awareness. And that's just, like, part of the job of the mind. And so there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that we want to break out of it so that we can experience the true beauty of what this world has to offer. And when it comes to this, it's all about listening to your intuition. And it's really about, I want to describe it as good as possible. It's about really just, it's about breaking the pattern. It's about when, like, say you're sitting and you just finished up whatever you were doing and now you have nothing to do. Or now you have unlimited possibilities of what you can do next. Usually what happens is our brain picks 2 to 3 options that we would usually do around this time of day after we had done the thing that we just did, and something that we usually do. Like, just say, for example, one of my patterns is I go and make food, and usually after I make food, my option is either sit outside and eat my food on my back porch or sit on the couch and watch TV while I eat. Those are, like, the two usual options that I choose from. But then there's that realization that there's an infinite amount of possibilities of what I can do next. And so tuning into that and tuning into, okay, so I know that there's an infinite amount of possibilities of where I can live my life now and what I can choose to do next. Now I get to tune into that and be creative with it, of what is on the highest timeline for me. Tune into my intuition of what feels the greatest, what feels most aligned to what I can do next that is going to bring excitement and a sense of newness and fun and adventure and boundlessness. What can you do throughout your day to break that? Like, what is your routine, firstly? Like, that's, you have to become of your habitual habits before anything. And realize, like, okay, so this is, these are my habits. Now, and it's okay sometimes to go into those habits sometimes. Like, you don't have to do something new every single moment of every single day. It's in the small things that really make a difference. Of like, this is what I usually do. Like, say, it's hard to kind of like find examples for this because it's so specified and like very unique to your experience and your, what you do in your daily life. But say you're going throughout your day and you recognize that you're in a routine that you usually do. First things first is to like feel into the intuition of like, what's true? What's true for me? What do I truly want to do in this moment? And listen to that. And most of the time it's going to be opposite of what the routine is. And so you have the choice at that point of, am I going to drop back into the routine or am I going to follow my intuition? And following the intuition, I will tell you guys now, it's the unknown. You're not going to know what's coming next. And that's the hardest part about it, I think, is like actually choosing to follow it, is because we don't know what's going to happen. Like when it comes to that's part of the adventure. When it comes to like the gift of adventure, you're not going to know what's going to happen next. But that's part of the excitement. And when you don't know, that's when the world and the universe can bring miracles and bring beauty into your life because it's something that you haven't seen before. Because you're more aware of what's happening because you haven't experienced it yet. So, because like if you were to just choose your routine, you would be closed-minded. You would have those boundaries of like what you perceive in that routine. But say you listen to the intuition, now you have no idea what's going to happen next. And so you have to be aware. It kind of forces you to zoom out and forces you to be open to something different. And so once you listen to that intuition and you feel it and you're like, okay, that's a little weird. I don't know like where that's going to bring me, but I trust. And that's the thing. Like, we usually don't end up listening to our intuition because we don't trust that it's going to bring us to something great. And so we stick to the comfortable. We stick to what we know. We stick to the routine. And so when it comes to, okay, so I chose my intuition and I'm following that now. And I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know where I'm going to go with it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know it's going to be for my highest good. And then at that point, it's about stepping into that awareness. It's about opening up your awareness in the present moment, in your deepest presence, so that in each moment you can... It's kind of like once you choose the intuition, it's like kind of going down a maze where, okay, you felt that this was the way to go. And so you chose right. So like say you had left and right, and usually you would go left, but this time you chose right because it just felt right. And then when you get to another turn, and it's this continual choosing from where your intuition is coming from. It's a continual like step by step. So even if you make that first decision of your intuition, you can create an expectation and you can create an idea in your head of where that choosing that is going to take you. But that doesn't mean that that's going to happen. And so I urge you to not try and make assumptions, not try and figure out like, okay, so I chose my intuition this time. Where is that going to take me? Instead, just be open and allow it to take you wherever it takes you. And be present with what is, and so that you can keep making choices out of that intuition. And you'll find that what ends up happening is so much different than what you would expect it to be. Because what happens is, when you can choose that path and you choose the intuition path, it opens up new paths. And so then you have multiple paths at that point. And so you choose from your intuition again, and it opens up even more paths that you didn't even know existed before you had chosen your intuition. I really hope you guys can picture that. I'm trying to think. Okay, so say that you're a squirrel. And there's this, let's say a monkey. And you know, you get up to this like one tree that you always go up, okay? And this tree, you know exactly at the very top left part of the tree, there's always fruit there. There's always at least one fruit that you can eat. And you're comfortable with that. You know exactly where that is. And so you usually take that path. But then you're sitting at the base of the tree and you feel this intuition within you saying, go to the right. Go up the right of the tree. And so you get to the first, like, split off of the limbs, kind of, you know, the base is one big, obviously, and then once you go up a tree, you guys know what a tree looks like. It splits off and splits off and splits off and splits off and splits off. Fractals, that's what that's called. And so you split off and keep splitting off into smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And so you take the right path, and so you're at the base of the right one. So you could have gone left, but you're going right now. And so you look up and you see a little bit of something, but you're like, you don't know for sure. It's an unknown because you haven't taken that path to see the fruit that you want, right? Because you usually take the other one and you know there's fruit there. You know what's on the other side. Well, with this side, you have no idea. And so you get to another cross section, another split where the branches separate. And now you have to choose again of what feels right. And so now you choose the next one, and you choose the next one and the next one. And so not only are you getting to practice on your intuition even more, but you're being led down a path like, okay, so let's just keep going down. You're the monkey and you follow the path, you follow the branches of your intuition, you keep going and you keep going, and then you end up at this magnificent little spot in the tree that has so much fruit, an abundance of fruit that you would have never imagined or never seen there before from where you used to go. And it has opened up this brand new perspective and this absolutely new place of love and happiness and joy and prosperity. And when, like, go back to the very beginning when you were going to go left like you usually would and you chose to go right, you had no idea where it was going to bring you. But that's not the part that you need to know. You don't need to know where you're going. You just need to follow the intuition that you have within you. And it'll bring you to prosperity every single time. And it's about staying present. It's about staying in your body and recognizing, okay, what choice do I make next? Like, let's just say today, in my life, like I was going, this was before I like recorded the podcast and everything. So I was sitting on my couch and just hanging out, and then I was like, okay, I want to get up and I want to do something. And so I started going downstairs, and I got this just weird sense of like, I don't think this is right. So I just sat there, stood there for a minute, took a breath, and was like, okay, so what do you want to do next, Caden? And just part of me was like, go outside. I want to go sit outside. And so I go outside to my back porch and I sit down where I usually sit down. And I was like, okay, this isn't feeling right again. Like, I'm outside, I followed that intuition, but what's next? And it was a little chilly because the breeze was going and I was in the shade. And so I just got that sense of like, I was present with myself of like, what feels good? And I was like, ooh, the sun would feel nice. And so I go outside of my porch and into the sun. And I was like, oh, like I want to sit down. And so I got my yoga mat and I just went and laid outside and it felt gorgeous. It felt amazing, rejuvenating. And it kept, the ball keeps rolling when you follow your intuition. And so I was out there for a minute. I was present. I was just deep in the love and the gratitude for life. And then I just got this hit of my podcast because I didn't even know if I was going to record today. It's actually Friday. And I was like, ugh, podcast. Like, I don't have any ideas. I don't know what to do. And it just came to me of like, this is what I wanted to talk about. Of just following the intuition, following the boundlessness and getting out of the routines of your life. And that doesn't mean, and well, I'll just keep going with my story real quick. So what happened is I got the inspiration for my podcast and it hit me. And so there we go. There's my podcast. I go and get my microphone. I go sit back outside. And there's a lawnmower going in my backyard or like my backdoor neighbors. And so I was like, well, okay, let's tune in again. And so now I'm at my front yard. I was like, okay, that'll be better. It'll just be better for noise and everything. And so here we are. And even the fact of me, like I got on here and was like, I started off the podcast with that little TikTok that I did and just that advice. And this is what I mainly wanted to talk about, but I couldn't remember it. And I was sitting here like trying to record the podcast and I was like, I don't even know what I was talking about. Like, how do I start? And so I was like, something just came through to me and it was like, Hayden, just start the podcast. Just start talking and you will remember. It will come through to you. And lo and behold, I start up again and here we are. I talked about everything I was wanting to talk about, which I like couldn't for the life of me remember. I sat here for like 10 minutes trying to remember it. And then as soon as I just start talking, it came through to me. And so this is like the thing, the reason I have so many examples is because this is how I'm really trying to live my life. And it's, I want to emphasize, like, it's okay not to, it's okay to do the same things that you do in your daily life, but do them from a different perspective. Like, don't do them in the same order. Don't do them in the same exact way. Try and find ways in which you can alter your experience. Like with my bus, I usually work on my bus every day. Sometimes I don't, and that's okay. But on the days that I do, I try not to make it such a habit, in like a habitual, okay, I'm going to work on my bus now. It's time to work on my bus. Instead, I let it come to me. I follow the path of my intuition of what I should do next in my life and allow that to take me somewhere. And then I end up doing much more and I have much more inspiration on the bus when I follow that instead of just habitually saying, okay, it's 11 o'clock now, it's time to go out and work on my bus for an hour and a half, you know? So yeah, that's all I have for today. I hope that made sense to you guys. It's definitely like, it's something more that you have to experience. It's hard to really put into words, but I really hope that you got the essence of that and you follow that. Follow the boundlessness. Like, want some adventure in your life. And realize that adventure doesn't have to be some grand trip that you take across the world or something. Adventure is within your daily life. Adventure is just stepping out of the routine of what you are normally doing. Adventure is taking a step, not knowing what the next step is going to be, but trusting and finding the excitement and not knowing what that next step will be. So yeah, that's where I'm going to leave you guys today. Thank you so much for joining in this episode of Conscious Creation. I hope you enjoyed. And if you're new here, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you. And I hope you enjoyed this. And I hope you come back and follow my Instagram and just become a creator with us all and join the Conscious Creation community. So with all of that being said, thank you so much again. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of Conscious Creation by Creators.